I didn't plan it that way. That's for sure. So back several months ago, auctioneer came to me. Well, many auction companies came to me, Christie's and Sotheby's and everything. And they said, "Hey, we want to display your guitar collection and sell it for you." And I said, "I'm just not ready." But I had 40 guitars that I had set aside from the big collection of 240 guitars. So I met this guy from Somerset, and he had a great auction company. And I said, "Hey, let's sell these 40 guitars." So I have these 40 guitars that I'm going to put up separately, one at a time. And they're on display. They will be on display down there for the draft. And the Downtown City Partnership called me and said, "Hey, will you do a display?" I go, "Yes." So Fifth Avenue Place, it's on Fifth Avenue down address. I'm looking here.
That's a big skyscraper, right? Where the it used to be called PNG building or something like that, or is that that's what I'm thinking
yeah,
of?
Yeah, it's called Fifth Avenue Place.
Okay.
And that is 120 Fifth Avenue, and it'll be on display 22, 23, 24, and 25 of April. And it's free admission. You go in and view the guitars, and I have a memorabilia piece from John Lennon in there, and Jimi Hendrix, and Bob Marley's last show, a lot of memorabilia from that. So it's going to be pretty cool. So hopefully people stop by and see it. And also, you're going to be able to view the guitars that will be auctioned off, and you can actually bid on them now. And that is at, I'm going to repeat this a few times. It's Bill Arnold, BILLARNOLD, HIBID, HIBID.com. And you can, if you go to that, it'll pop right up and you can bid on one of the guitars or just view it and have fun and see how the bidding's going. And I also have some great sports memorabilia that is in that also. I was friends with Arnie Palmer, and Arnie was so kind and signed a couple Masters flags. And he signed his one flag, which is exceptional. He signed it four times for the four Masters and dated it that he won in his life. So pretty cool stuff. And there's probably, I don't know, Hank Aaron things and Barry Bonds and on and on and on. Heinz Ward, Roethlisberger, Terry Bradshaw, all signed pieces of that. And you can view that also on the website. That's BillArnold.HIBID.com.
I'll have an article on our website a little bit later this morning, and we'll have that address and everything. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Rich Engler, and everyone who went to a concert in Pittsburgh in the 70s and 80s has a ticket stub that says DeCesar Engler on it, and Rich is the rich part of that, and still promoting concerts to this date. And we're talking about this guitar collection. Name some names, some of the people who signed autographs on a guitar that you're auctioning off.
Okay, we have Tim McGraw, John Mayer, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, B.B. King, Steve Miller, Def Leppard, James Taylor, Cher, the Allman Brothers, Dickie Betts, Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull, Kid Rock. If you're a TV fan, the Monkees.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Satriani and Steve Vai on one guitar. Amy Grant, an exceptional Kiss with the original band, Bon Jovi, AC/DC. Malcolm was on there too before he passed away, along with Angus. Couple Kansas guitars, Grand Funk Railroad, the Eagles, Don Felder, Blue Oyster Cult, the Moody Blues, Marcus King, which is really coming on strong right now. He has a PBS special out. The Temptations, Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, The Guess Who, Chicago, Al Jardine, The Beach Boys, Michael Frante. So some pretty cool stuff.
Just a who's who of music. Rich Engler gets to hang out with backstage, and got him to sign autographs.
You can buy one of those guitars, two of them, or none of them, or just view it if you go to the website and see what's going on. And how crazy. The Pittsburgh Downtown City Partnership called me and said, hey, will you do a display for 750,000 people? I go, well, yeah, let's do it. So they gave me that spot, and I'm setting it up actually on next Tuesday. I'll be down there at Fifth Avenue Place setting it up, and it'll be there. So actually next Tuesday, before the draft even, you could go down there and check it out. And it's free. You just go and look at it. So, and Fifth Avenue Place is like, I don't know if anybody knows, it's not too far from Hines Hall. I think one block over. So, pretty cool stuff. So, you probably know that I did over 6,000 shows and 42 stadium shows, which is also wild. I figured that out the other day because somebody asked me that question, and I went back and I started going through my life, and it was 42 shows, and I can't believe it.
I was at a bunch of those, including the one that you almost lost your shirt on, the Monsters of Rock show with Van Halen, Metallica, and more. I remember in your documentary, Rich Engler, you said that one, you almost lost some money on that one, right?
I did. I lost $400,000 in a day, and it was a devastating blow, especially back then. $400,000 is $400,000, but that's probably like $1.5 million today. I was able to keep the company open and pay the employees, but Pat and I did not get his paycheck at all for a year. And I'll tell you how I did it, how I kept the company afloat. I started buying as many shows, because we also owned the Stanley Theater at that time. We had a loan. We had a SBA loan for the Stanley. That's how we were able to purchase it. And a small business loan. And I started to buy as many shows as I could possibly buy for the future and getting them on sale, because we also owned the ticket company. Owning a ticket company is like owning a bank. So the bank was broke, but actually I started buying Frank Zappa and all these other shows for a year out and getting them on sale. So I was stealing from Peter to pay Paul, that old line. And with that, I had the praying hands emoji going before emojis, that those shows would make money, because if those shows didn't make money, we were definitely going out of business. But fortunately, I bought all good shows and they all made money, and we were able to keep the company afloat.
You're also the guy that owned the Stanley Theater, now the Benenham Center, and then the Icy Light Amphitheater at Station Square. You produce shows at Star Lake, Mellon Arena, Civic Arena, Syria Mosque,
and other cities. We had an office in Las Vegas too, for a short time, and did shows out there at the Aladdin Theater, which was 7,000 seats. The Aladdin still exists, but the original Aladdin, they did tear down because it, I don't know why, but now it's just a small concert hall, maybe 100 people. But it was 7,000 people at the time, and I did the Grateful Dead there in many shows. That was pretty interesting.
I know you wrote a book about your life behind the stage door with Rich Engler. I remember reading stories of how you had to like chase Chuck Berry through a parking lot to get money and some other wild escapades. What was the craziest backstage? Was it Guns N' Roses having a pig roast at Three River Stadium, or what's the craziest?
Yeah, well, Axel, I was out at lunch. I waited till everybody ate, and this was at Three River Stadium. And I had Guns N' Roses, so nobody in the catering area. So I sit down, and I'm going to have lunch. And all of a sudden, plop, right across the table, Axel sits down. He goes, "Hey, Rich, how you doing?" I said, "I'm doing great." He goes, "Hey, could we have some fun?" I said, "Well, what do you want to do?" He said, "Can we have a Greek orgy?" I said, "A Greek orgy? I've never been to one." I said. He said, "Well, can we have one?" I said, you serious?" He goes, "Yeah, tonight after the show." He said, "We'll get the band and everybody will come in. We'll have a good big party." I said, "Well, what goes on in a Greek orgy?" He goes, "We got to use your imagination."
And remember, we're on radio. We're on radio. Go ahead.
I know. He said, "Yeah, everybody's going to wear togas and all that stuff." And I said, "Okay." So I go to my people. I said, "That's going to cost a lot of money." He goes, "How much is it going to cost?" I said, "At least $10,000. He goes, "Hey, John, the tour company," he says, "give Rich $10,000. So the guy fills out $10,000. I said, "I think we can have a pretty good orgy for $10,000. Here, I'm going to jump to the end of the story. The orgy ended up costing $22,000 because we got the Steelers weight room, had all the weights removed from there, and I brought jacuzzis in. I sent people down to the strip district to buy netting. But we ran this netting in the in the weight room, and then they got 10 crates of grapes that would hang through the netting that would look like a vineyard. And I sent them to out on Rhode Island Road, that place that has all those statues, the peeing statues and spitting statues. So we got all that in there. They were peeing champagne and everything. We put those things in there. It was awesome. So the show was over, and all kind of people. They recruited all kind of women that day.
I can imagine.
from the audience. So everybody's in there but Axel and the band. So I hear this big boom, 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 boom. This thumping. Here it's Axel and the band. They had Axel in some kind of chair holding him up and with palms. Fanning him with palms, and once he got into the weight room where the orgy was going on, and then mayhem broke out. It was unbelievable, and that was when I knew I'm going home. So I said, nothing good can come from this. So I left. And then they had a heck of a party till wee hours of the morning. And the Steelers are still mad at me because they pulled all those grapes down and rolled in them, and it was wild. And they couldn't get rid of the fruit flies in the corner for years until they tore the building down.
That's the real reason why they tore down Three River Stadium right there.
Because of the fruit flies in there.
Well, that's the kind of stories you get in Rich Engler's book, Behind the Stage Door. It's also an award-winning documentary. Where can people see that? Is that streaming somewhere? Or?
Yeah, it's streaming worldwide on Amazon, Apple TV+, Apple iTunes, Tubi, Roku, DirecTV, Frontier, etc. You just go to type in back behind. I mean, behind the stage door, and it'll pop right up, and it's 1 hour and 20 minutes long. Get your favorite beverage and sit down and enjoy it.
And again, you can catch Rich Engler. Check out his guitar collection, 40 autographed guitars signed by people like Bon Jovi, members of Kiss, AC/DC, and you got memorabilia from Arnold Palmer, Hank Aaron, Lynn Swann, Jack Hammond, and more. That's going to be April 22nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Fifth Avenue Place in downtown Pittsburgh. Sounds like a fun thing, Rich.
Yeah, that'll be great. And then the auction right now, if you want to go, if you like, I don't know, Tim McGraw or John Mayer, want to make a bid on it, you just go to, again, Bill Arnold as one word, BILLARNOLD.HIBID.com, and it'll pop right up, and you can check out all the things. Even if you don't want to bid, just look at it and follow it. That's going to take place, that you can bid. And then there's a big party. Everybody's in. Oh, yeah, I can't forget this. On May 2nd, down at the distillery complex down near Station Square, right near that where that gas station used to be at Station Square. They tore that gas station down.
Oh.
But there's a big building there, and now it's a distillery. On May 2nd at 11 o'clock in the morning, everybody's welcome. It's free to come to the live auction, the finality of the auction that day for all the memorabilia and all sports memorabilia and all of the guitars. That will be the coup d'etat of the auction that day, and it's free. And it starts at 11 o'clock and runs till about 3 o'clock.
And who knows? Axl Rose might even be there, right?
You know, I am going to have some guests. I don't want to tell you who they are. There's going to be two special guests that will be there that everybody will want to see.
Send me a picture, and I'll get a story on our website in a couple hours from now. Have Ed Travisseri send me a picture, and we'll have all that information in one handy place for our readers or our listeners.
Awesome. So, well, I really appreciate the time that you have given me today. I had a few more tequilas than I would have liked last night, but we're down here and having fun. We're here for two more days. I do a concert series over on Anna Maria Island. It runs in December through to April, one a month, and I ended last year with John Oates down there, Daryl Hall and John Oates. You know, they fought. They hate each other. And so I had the John Oates portion, which was great and sold out. Good. So anybody that goes down to Florida, come on over next year.
And
Anna Maria, I will have one show a month, December, January, through April.
I was going to say, keep us in the loop. Any Pennsylvania shows you do, too? I know you've done some in State College. You're still doing the occasional shows in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
so.
And I wanted to tell everybody, yeah, thank you for asking that. I have Gino Vannelli on sale. Gino did that big PBS special. Mm-hmm. I have him at the Carnegie Music Hall in Munn Hall on May 8th, and the Packard Music Hall in near Youngstown on the 10th. And both are on sale now, and both doing really well. So I will be there. Anyone wants to come over and say hi, I will be at both of those shows.
All right, Rich, sounds good. I'll play a little Gino Vannelli. I just want to stop at the top of the hour.
There you go. Awesome.
All right, keep up the great work. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You as well. That was Rich Engler, Pittsburgh concert promoter. Legend. Noah sitting here now. Noah, you want to do news headlines, or what should we do?
Sure. Geez, what a hour this has been. By the way, Donnie, I'm 2-0 in my fantasy baseball league.
Ooh.
So there's your defense.
Smack.
91-24 I'm winning. the match right now. So you fired a shot at me. There's your back. By the way, all right, thanks, Scott. Quick news headlines here. A report from Beaver County Radio's Curtis Walsh regarding the permanent